Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today, we're diving into something that trips us up more often than a rogue shopping cart at a crowded supermarket breaking down those big, scary goals into manageable steps. Ever feel like you're staring at this colossal mountain you gotta climb, and the first step seems impossibly huge? You know that feeling when your to-do list looks longer than War and Peace, and motivation goes out for a smoke break? Yeah, been there, done that, got the existential dread t-shirt. But guess what? We're not here to dwell in the valley of overwhelm. Today, we're about to turn those mountains into molehills one tiny, achievable step at a time. First off, let's acknowledge that big goals are awesome. They're the epic adventures that make life worth living, right? That dream business you've been sketching out, learning to speak fluent Italian, conquering that half marathon, these are the things that light up our souls. But without a roadmap, they can quickly become more daunting than a trip through the Bermuda Triangle. So, how do we hack this? Number 1. Clarity is your best friend. Get crystal clear on exactly what that big goal looks like. Don't just say, I want to be healthier. What does healthier actually mean for you? Is it about hitting a specific weight, running a certain distance, eating more veggies? Pinpoint it. Write it down, make it tangible. It's like having a GPS for your ambitions. Number 2. Chunk it down, baby. We're talking mini goals that feel like bite-sized snacks, not five-course feasts. Instead of write a novel, think finish the first chapter this week. Break those big projects into manageable tasks. It's about building momentum, celebrating small wins along the way, and keeping that motivation high. Number 3. Schedule it in. Life is like a busy highway. If you don't map out your route, you end up getting stuck in traffic or taking a wrong turn. Literally put those mini goals into your calendar. Treat them like important appointments, because they are. Make time for your dreams, even if it's just 30 minutes a day. Number 4. Embrace the done is better than perfect philosophy. Don't let the pursuit of perfection paralyze you. Remember that done is always better than perfect, and sometimes good enough is really good enough. Take action, make progress, even if it's not flawless. The more you do, the better you get, and that builds confidence. And finally, number 5. Celebrate those wins. Don't downplay your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Treat yourself, take a break, acknowledge your progress. These celebrations fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward. You know that feeling when you conquer a tough workout and that sense of accomplishment washes over you? That's the power of celebrating wins. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She wants to start her own photography business, but feels overwhelmed by the sheer amount of work involved building a website, marketing herself, finding clients. It's a mountain she can barely see over. Instead of letting that fear paralyze her, Sarah decides to break it down. She starts by signing up for a beginner's website design course one step at a time. Next week, she attends a local networking event just to meet other photographers. She doesn't pressure herself to land clients right away. She focuses on learning and building connections. Then, she sets aside an hour each day to work on her portfolio. By taking these small, consistent steps, Sarah is slowly but surely turning that overwhelming mountain into a manageable path, celebrating each milestone along the way. Think about your own big goals. What are those mountains you've been avoiding? What mini steps can you take today to start climbing? Write them down, schedule them in, and get ready to celebrate those wins. So remember, breaking down big goals isn't about making things easier, it's about making them more achievable, more rewarding, and ultimately, more fun. Don't let those dreams stay bottled up. Take that first step, even if it's a tiny one, and watch your confidence soar. Leave a comment below telling me what mini goal you're tackling this week. I want to hear it. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoic Edge so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep crushing those goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.